Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet, locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Josh and Swain, 99.1 The Sports Animal. I'm your host, Jason Swain. Joining me today, filling in for Josh Ward, Ben McKee, GoVols 247. Man, let's get to the Stanley Fenton and Gates hotline. Let's get to the phone lines. Let's get to Tim. Wants to talk a little Tennessee baseball. Tim, good afternoon. Hope you're having a great day.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Getting out these flowers here, as usual, just trying to get them all out. We got Easter weekend coming up next week, so I'm just trying to get all this stuff out and getting ready for that. Okay.
All right.
Just want to get on with the baseball team. Going to be a good weekend, I think. Thursday, Friday, Saturday is kind of a different way, but I feel pretty confident about the team. I mean, you baseball team.
Hey Tim, say that one more time. Your phone's breaking.
Yes, sir. And I have WrestleMania this weekend as well. So I have got a full lineup of sports to watch this weekend. So I am not going to be – after this flower stuff is done, I'll be watching all that stuff. I'm going to be just wired up for sports all weekend long.
Busy weekend for sports. Hard
yes,
to escape
sir. I got every strap in the organization going up except for the face-off strap, which you guys – hope we will have one day. We'll get that out there for you, so you and Josh will have something to say. This is mine, man. You can't have this.
Hey, let's do it.
Let's do it. Hey, you guys enjoy the rest of the time. I'm going to get some more of this stuff done, and I will catch you around on the other side.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for the phone call, Tim. Hope you have a good day. Excitement level? You paying attention to kind of the feedback from the fans and checking the temperature. Ben, what's the temperature with Tennessee fans, you think?
I think it's pretty good. I think some are disappointed that they haven't come out of the gates the way many expected them to. I mean, they were preseason number two in five of the six polls, major college baseball polls, if I'm not mistaken. Then you had dummies like me talking them up all offseason long as well, and they come out and they lose their first two games, and then they beat some no-name teams, and then they lose to Boston College, which, oh, by the way, Boston College has turned into a really, really good baseball team. I swear every time I get on Twitter, they've beaten somebody else that is really, really good. So, and that was a game that went into the 10th inning, if I remember correctly, and they made one more play than Tennessee. But we talked about it earlier. This is a Tennessee group that is – learning to be themselves. They're not last year's group. This is a totally different group. Even the guys that came back, they're in different roles. They're now in leadership roles. Chase Burns, Chase Dolander, Drew Beam, they not intentionally are hiding behind the Jordan Becks and Drew Gilberts, but those guys were the face of the team last year, and the Trey Lipscombs and Evan Russells and Luke Lipsius's, and now it's their turn to lead the way, and that is an adjustment. Both from a leadership standpoint and both from a simply playing baseball standpoint. So I think the temperature is good. I think most people recognize that it is only the end of March and there's still 2 months to go before the most important time of the year. And they have a ton of talent. And I think last week, the way that they swept Texas A&M, the way that they responded to adversity early in the game after they failed to do so against Missouri, and you could kind of question the effort that was at Missouri, you didn't have to question that against Texas A&M. So it seems like a different baseball team, and we'll certainly learn a lot about them these next 4 weeks, not just this weekend, but next weekend. It's number three Florida, if I'm not mistaken, and to me, Florida's been just as impressive as LSU. I think those two teams are the best teams in the SEC at the moment. Then you go to Arkansas, and we're talking about all the environment and how LSU feels about Tennessee. You know Arkansas and Dave Van Horn, the environment that's going to create there as they welcome Tony Vitello back, and Arkansas is a top 10 team as well. And then The week after that, you got Tim Corbin and Vanderbilt coming to town, the biggest rival for Tennessee baseball. And I think there's some interesting feelings there between the two programs after what happened with Maui Ahuna to start the season. So going to learn a lot about Tennessee baseball this next month or so.
Woo, woo. That is what we call a gauntlet, for sure, for Tennessee baseball. But it's been this way for years in the SEC.
Yes. Like, everybody's making a lot out of these next 4 weeks, and rightfully so. I think Arkansas got bumped back down to six. But before Arkansas lost to LSU this past weekend, all four of those teams, Vanderbilt, LSU, Florida, and Arkansas, were all ranked inside the top five. And that's Tennessee's next four opponents, obviously. But even the back end of the schedule is going to be difficult. It's SEC baseball is just a different beast. You've got Kentucky that's playing really well. Georgia, they're 1-5 to start SEC play, but they always have talent because they're from the state of Georgia. South Carolina has been as impressive as anybody to start the season, and that's how you end the season. So this is definitely the gauntlet of a much bigger gauntlet that is SEC baseball, and Tennessee is going to take its lumps, and it's also going to have its moments. The important thing is to kind of keep chugging along and just getting better game to game. That way, when you get out of this gauntlet, you're ready for the NCAA tournament, and hopefully you can do something like Ole Miss did last year to where it took its lumps in conference play, playing all these great teams, and that prepared them to make a run in the NCAA tournament.
12 games this month, 4 series, Vanderbilt, LSU, Florida, Arkansas. What would be a good record in the next 12 games, in your opinion?
500 or better, 6-6 or better. I think expecting them to go 10-2 or 8-4, maybe even that's a little bit advantageous, a little too ambitious. But this is going to sound really coach speaky, but like, you really just want to see them be competitive and you know, hold their own and throw their punches and respond to punches, because again, In SEC baseball, SEC football is a beast. SEC basketball is becoming a beast. SEC baseball is a different beast. Everybody is good. There's one bad baseball team right now, and that's Mississippi State. Maybe Alabama and Georgia would creep into that conversation. But right now there's really only one bad baseball team in the SEC, and that is Mississippi State. So you're going to take your lumps. It's about responding to them and being able to throw your own haymaker. So, again, just continue to improve and gear up for the NCAA tournament, because this team still has the talent to go win a national championship, and it's about building up for the NCAA tournament and making your run there. So 6-6, I think, would be really good. I know that doesn't sound good, but I think you really have to take into consideration the level of talent that you're playing these next 4 weeks, and 6 of those 12 games are going to be in hostile environments like you've never seen before, just because of the stigma of Tennessee baseball, and then also the kind of hard feelings in the past that have been created between the two sides. We talked earlier about Paul Maneri and LSU coming in 2 years ago when Tennessee went to Omaha. That stirred up some emotions between the two programs and two fan bases. And that's even going to be taken up a notch when you go to Arkansas, because remember, Tony Vitello and Dave Van Horn got into it pretty good that year in Knoxville when Tennessee did go to Omaha. And they've had some recruiting battles that have bled over to on the field and being frustrated with one another and some hard feelings. So even that's going to be taken up a notch, because Arkansas fans, LSU fans may be PO'd at Tennessee right now. It's nothing like Arkansas and how Arkansas baseball's fan base feels about Tennessee. So you're talking 6 games that are just going to be unbelievably hostile environments for Tennessee. And if you can find a way to go 500 in that, I think it's a major win.
If you learned anything from last year, you should have learned that it's probably best not to overreact, good or bad, in these next 4 weeks. Because Ole Miss at one point was the worst team in the SEC.
They were going to fire Mike Bianco. They were literally going to fire Mike Bianco. They were literally the last team in the NCAA tournament. And if they don't make the NCAA tournament, Mike Bianco gets fired.
But they go on and they go win the whole dang thing. So that's probably the biggest lesson I've learned from last year. Tennessee had this magical run where they were considered the best regular season baseball team in history, just blew through the SEC, but was unable to get to Omaha. It's about playing your best at the right time. And, you know, as you look at basketball, which there's a lot of parallels between baseball and basketball when it comes to postseason play and the importance of playing the right way, your best at the right time. Look at UConn. I mean, UConn had a stretch where they lost a couple games in a row, and look at them now. They are the best team right now. They should be a double-digit favorite, even though they're a five-point favorite against Miami, but they have beaten every team they've played so far in the tournament by 10, 15, or more points. They've been blowing people out. So it's about playing the right way at the right time, and Ole Miss did last year, and regardless of what happens in the next 12 games for Tennessee baseball against these SEC opponents, I'm going to keep that in mind. I have to apologize. Because last segment I said, well, before the break last segment, I said I was going to bring up a NFL analyst for ESPN, former GM, former player personnel director, speaking highly about one of Tennessee's players, said that this player can be the best overall player in the draft when it's all said and done. And then we start talking about baseball and Tennessee going on the road to LSU. But we had to answer Tim's call. We just had to. We had to. Tim wants to talk Tennessee baseball. Well, we're going to talk Tennessee baseball. But next, we're going to talk a little NFL pro day with our Vol. Got some good stuff here on the text box, some good questions about quarterback, who's throwing the ball to our guys today. We still have an attaboy coming up. Also, the power poll. Ben McKee, GoVols 247, has been joining me today and will continue to join me for the rest of the show. We are live here at Harper Volkswagen, 9901 Kingston Pike is the website, is the address. The website is harpervolkswagen.com. 2023 Volkswagen. You got to come and see the inventory, the Tiguan. Spacious, versatile, stylish. These are all adjectives that describe this vehicle.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Really clean, really sleek, tons of features, spacious, really good for your family. Volkswagen, their website, harpervolkswagen.com. When we come back, Tennessee Pro Day. Go onto the text box. Stay right here, 991, the Sports Animal. You listen to Josh and Swain. Style, versatility, power. This is what you get with the 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan. It's right here at Harper, located West Knoxville, 9901 Kingston Pike, designed to fit your life. The Tiguan is confidently stylish, impressively versatile, modern, solid build, spacious cargo, all under one roof. That is the 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan here at Harper Volkswagen. Josh and Swain, Ben McKee, GoVols 247. I'm Jason Swain. All right. Lewis Riddick, ESPN, tweeted out yesterday, Vols football, offensive tackle, Darnell Wright, going to be a Pro Bowl, all pro his rookie season. In consideration, in my mind, for best overall player in this draft, when it's all said and done, should be a great pro. Ben McKee, is this statement by Lewis Riddick a stronger endorsement than when Mike Tannenbaum, the former GM, had Hendon Hooker as his fifth overall pick in his latest mock draft? These are two very strong endorsements by two gentlemen that have experience in NFL personnel departments. Which one is stronger, man?
I kind of think they're equal. I think they're equally as strong for different reasons. I mean, Hendon being projected by Mike Tannenbaum to go number 5 overall in the NFL draft would be absolutely remarkable. And to me, you know, Tannenbaum saying that holds more weight than or holds just as much weight as the Mel Kuypers and the Todd McShays, quite frankly, just because you know that he has ties to NFL front offices. He's a former GM or been in the offices, the front offices in his past and in his career. So you know he still has those connections and is still talking to people. And like that's not him predicting just because he thinks Hendon Hooker's the fifth best player in the draft. Okay, I'm going to slot him in at number 5 overall. I guarantee you he slots him in at number 5 overall because of things he's hearing.
Yeah.
That's why he's there. You got to be able to read between the lines. He was a former NFL GM, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Yes. Not in a front office, but the front office.
Yeah.
So he has those connections. And for him to put Hendon number 5 overall, it tells you that people are telling him that they really like Hendon and that they could see a scenario where a team jumps at Hendon in the first round. And then with Lewis, I mean, saying that a guy who hasn't even been drafted yet, that he's going to be a Pro Bowl, an all-pro player,
his
rookie season. And he's saying this before he gets drafted. Like he's not receiving feedback from an organization that Darnell is adapting well. He's saying this a month away from the NFL draft. A month away. That is incredible. I mean, Hendon could go number 5 overall, and he won't be potentially I guess he has the potential to go be an all-pro and make it to the Pro Bowl as a rookie. But, you know, if it's C.J. Stroud that goes 1 overall, if it's Bryce Young, those guys may not even make the Pro Bowl or be all-pro as a rookie. So for Lewis Riddick, who, like you said, has those same ties as Tannenbaum, kind of calling his shot that Darnell's going to not only have a fantastic pro career, because Lewis Riddick has been singing that song for quite some time now, that Darnell is going to be awesome. For him to say that he's going to be a Pro Bowl and All-Pro as a rookie just really, really, really signifies just not only what Lewis Riddick feels, in my opinion, but also kind of what the NFL draft community feels about Darnell Wright. And I can see it. I can really see it. Darnell's playing at a really high level. His confidence is through the roof. I think his mentality is exactly where it needs to be. And he was one of the more underrated players in college football this past season. Not enough people were talking about how great Darnell Wright is. And I get it. Part of it is that he's an offensive lineman. And Hendon Hooker and Jalin Hyatt, they're on the same side of the ball as him on the same team. But he was one of the best players in college football. He proved that week to week. And I would honestly not be very surprised if Darnell went out and accomplished those things, because I think he's put himself in a position to where he can go accomplish those things.
When you look at the all-pro team from this past NFL season there on the offensive line, we're talking Trent Williams, who's probably the best tackle in football. He's not young. Lane Johnson with the Eagles. He's not young. Zach Martin, Dallas. He's not young. Joel Bitonio. He's a ninth-year veteran for the Browns. You look at Jason Kelce. He's not a spring chicken. He was thinking about retiring after the season. And then you look at the second team offense, All-Pro. Creed Humphrey, the center for Kansas City, is the youngest on the list. 2 years. 2 years. Yes, Mike Tannenbaum. Mock draft Hendon Hooker to be his fifth pick in the draft. That sounds great, and that is awesome. But the fact that Lewis Riddick believes that Darnell Wright's going to be a Pro Bowl player his rookie season, to me, that's a stronger endorsement because we're talking about a guy that is on pace to not only get a big contract in his first year as a first-round pick, but if you're making Pro Bowls and playing at that level, your first contract as a rookie, you may break a record.
You're going to get a huge bag.
You're going to break a record in your second contract. Should be a great pro, and great is capitalized. So this is the part I really love about the draft process because, yeah, you get the combine, that's great, and then you have the pro day. But this is the time where, like, everyone has brought back all the stats and all the notes on all these players from the combine. And you know, Tennessee's pro day is kind of towards the end of the calendar when you look at all the teams in college football are doing their pro days. It's not like Tennessee is early there. So most of the pro days around the country, they've been concluded. This is a time when you start hearing things come out about prospects because these teams have compiled all their notes. And guys like Lewis Riddick asking questions to certain teams where he has relationships with certain guys and personnel. Like, this is the good time. This is when you're going to get the good stuff. And for Darnell Wright, this is amazing. This is amazing. This is huge for Glenn Ellerbe. Oh, man. This is amazing. So happy for Darnell Wright. And think about this. Darnell Wright's young. He is young. He may be the youngest, one of the youngest players in this draft. That's another thing you want to point to as far as upside. Playing 10-plus years. No major injury history with Darnell Wright either. Oh, man, this is huge. This is huge. We got Attaboy coming up next. Got the power pole in line as well. Ben McKee, GoVols 247. Jason Swain here with you. We are live here at Harper Volkswagen. 9901 Kingston Pike is the address. We have, again, Attaboy coming up. Power pole is around the corner. You're listening to Josh and Swain on 991, the Sports Animal. Josh and Swain here with you. Thanks for making our show part of your day. Great to be here at Harper Volkswagen, having a good time. Ben McKee, GoVols 247. It's a beautiful day. Cannot beat the day. It's even better when you can highlight positivity, when you can spread some love. We're going to do that right now.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
As Joel sets us up for Attaboy.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Holmes, remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
Here's a tweet from ESPN PR. It says, congratulations to ESPN and SEC Network analyst and reporter Andrea Carter, recipient of the 2023 Don Staley Excellence in Broadcasting Award. Wow. Wow. The former Lady Vol Hooper, we've seen her presence on the sidelines, basketball, starting her career, but now you're seeing her on the sidelines, football game. You've seen her major men's games throughout the season. She's doing an unbelievable job. Her and her colleagues, I thought, did a really good job. College game day here when Tennessee played UConn. We've also seen college game day, the women's game, go to other places, and she's done a really good job there. She's been phenomenal. She's been a really big help to Kelly Harper and her program, coming back and walking through, you know, just the PR process with some of the Lady Vols here in Knoxville. So she gets today's Atta Girl. She gets the love for today. So Atta Girl to Andrea Carter, Lady Vol for life. Atta Boy is brought to you by Native Design and Hardscape, Knoxville's premier landscaping and hardscape designer. They are ready to turn your home or business outdoor space into reality. Your new outdoor space awaits. Native Design and Hardscape, making backyard dreams come true. Give them a call and schedule a free consultation today. Their website, nativetn.com.
Speaking of the Lady Vols, an additional attagirl to Kelly Harper for getting it done on the Cruton Trail. Ooh. Earlier today, picking up a big-time transfer, Destiny Wells from Belmont, a dynamic guard from West Tennessee. She committed to the Lady Vols after three seasons at Belmont earlier today. She actually played inside of Thompson Bowling Arena a couple of weeks ago in the NCAA tournament. Or I guess it was last year, the 2022 NCAA tournament.
Almost and, beat us.
Yeah, and she beat Oregon. Beat Oregon, and then, like you said, the narrow loss to Tennessee. She announced her decision earlier today. She's from Memphis, averaged 18 points and 4.7 assists during her career this past season as a junior, 19.5 points, 4.9 assists, and made 65 threes at 45.5% shooting.
That's what Kelly Harper needs. I mean, you look at Rekia Jackson coming back. You look at some of the other young players. Well, you're going to get Tamari Key coming back. With her length and shot blocking ability on the defensive end, coupled that with her rebounding, this team, we saw the leaps and bounds that they had during the season, especially late in the season, the SEC tournament. Their biggest problem was turnovers. It was guard play. It was point guard play. And so they addressed that issue in a huge way.
And adding more shooting, too.
That's, man, you got to do that.
Shooting and playmaking.
You got to do that. Because you're going to have Tamari Key, you know, in the lane.
Yeah, Rekia, that's kind of her game as well.
You got to have people that can make shots on the outside. So that's one thing you're going to see in the Final Four, the women's game. You're going to see some shot making. That Virginia Tech game against Ohio State, there was some shot making in that game. So,
and you get to pair her with Tess Darby, who had a great season this year as a shooter. You know, she'll be lighting it up from three next year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what the recruiting experts like to say whenever there's a commitment, they like to say good get, right?
Big get.
This is a good get. This is a big get for Kelly Harper and her program. But again, attagirl to Andrea Carter, getting that recognition, showing you hard work pays off. There was a point, and she said this in her tweet, there was a point where, man, she was just a personal trainer, workout coach, trying to figure it out. And then, hey, she gets opportunity, and she has blown the doors off of that opportunity. So congratulations to her, and I know she's inspiring the next group of female analysts that we're going to see the next decade or so. So, again, attagirl to Andrea Carter. Ben McKee.
Jason Swain.
You think these players on this baseball team understand what atmosphere they're walking into?
I think so. Chase Dolander kind of joked with the media on Tuesday after Tennessee beat UNC Asheville that I can't remember exactly what the question was, but it was about just kind of going on the road and the hostile environments that they play in because they are big, bad Tennessee and kind of have this stigma to them, and they are perceived a certain type of way, and they've brought it on themselves. I think it can be a little much at times in terms of what people think of them, but you also do have to look in the mirror, and when you're flipping off center fielders, rounding first base and chest bumping umpires and in the middle of at bats turning around and cussing out umpires, like you do bring it on yourself to a certain extent.
We didn't do that to LSU last year. Why do they care?
Well, no, but just remember Paul Maneri's comments about the environment at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Remember he had those slick little comments
he walked them back. I remember that.
He did, but you know how fans are. They're going to take up for their own.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan Cruz, Trey Morgan, they were freshmen on that team. They remember, and there were a lot of comments. Remember, that there was a lot of drama that weekend off the field that didn't really have anything to do with baseball itself, and I think everybody remembers that. But Chase Dolander was asked about being big, bad Tennessee going on the road, and he said in a joking way, I don't know if you noticed, but people don't like Tennessee. People don't like us. So they are aware. The question is, did they learn from the Missouri situation? Because they showed up at Missouri expecting to win because of the jersey and the hat that they were wearing, and they got a kick in the butt because of how they showed up mentally. So if they show up in that same capacity, mentality-wise, then they will get swept this weekend. If they show up with the mentality that they had last weekend against Texas A&M, they'll steal a game, and maybe not even steal a game, but they may even walk down there and take two of three from LSU, which they are very capable of if they have the right mindset.
I'm with it. Outside of the pitching staff, is Christian Moore play the most needed, or is he the most important player outside the pitching staff that has to play well in Baton Rouge this weekend?
But you can kind of pick anybody up and down the lineup.
Yeah.
Everybody plays such an important role. Like Maui leading off and Christian Moore in the two-hole, they've got to get on base. They've got to get on base and produce opportunities for Blake Burke to drive them in. But then Blake Burke also has to take advantage of those opportunities if they do get on base and drive them in. The bottom of the lineup, it can't be just automatic outs left and right. Like they've got to produce as well, and they did that against Texas A&M. Again, I said earlier, it seems like Tony is starting to figure out what lineup is going to suit them best. But Blake Burke and Jared Dickey, when they're provided opportunities to drive runs in, they have to drive those runs in. But also guys got to get on base in front of them to present them with those opportunities. So Christian Moore is a good one. I think he's having a sneaky, sneaky, really good season. I don't think enough people are talking about him. He's hitting for average. He's hitting for power. He's drawing walks. He's playing good defense. He is playing really, really well, and he's going to be a key piece to this weekend for sure.
Must-see TV. ESPN Network Plus.
Tonight's ESPNU, baby.
I wish it was on a different channel, but I get it. I understand. Hey, it is what it is. But we get a chance to watch it. ESPNU.
Tomorrow night's tonight. SEC Network, and then Saturday's SEC Network Plus.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of good stuff going on Saturday for sure in the world of sports, so I get it.
But what you should do what you should do. If you're a real Tennessee baseball fan, you sit down and you cue up the radio to listen to John Wilkerson, and you time it up to where you can listen to John Wilkerson call the action while you watch the game.
That's true.
No offense to anybody that's on the call. Hopefully Chris Burke's not on the call. VFL, Chris Burke, friend of Jason Swain and mine. But if Berkey's on there, maybe listen to him for a moment and then switch back over and listen to the great John Wilkerson, the GOAT of Tennessee baseball. John Wilkerson is Tennessee baseball. There's a lot of coaches and players that have come through here. There's jersey numbers out on the wall. At some point, we need to get a microphone out there with John's initials, because
– oh, that's going to happen at some point.
Yes, it that needs to happen, because John, obviously everybody knows he's such a great person and great broadcaster as well. He's the best, as everybody knows.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun weekend. Follow Tennessee baseball, hoping for a big orange victory. One last segment to go here on Josh and Swain. Ben McKeego, Vols 247, live here at Harper Volkswagen. The Power Pole is next. Josh and Swain, 991, the Sports Animal. Bring on the Power Pole. Oh, yeah. The Power Pole is presented by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, your less red tape banking alternative. Today's Power Pole is, take your VFLs, currently in the NFL, on new teams, who are you buying stock in the most from 5 to 1? We're going to rank them right here. John Wilkerson is with us. Ben McKeego, Vols 247, is with us and has been with us all day long. Really appreciate his time filling in for Josh Ward. Do we have John with us?
I'm right here.
Man, John. Did you hear Ben sucking up over here? Did you hear that, John?
I did. That's going to cost me a little bit more on the Venmo there.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, I'm just trying to sneak onto the team plane to Arkansas here in 2 weeks. So.
Oh, my goodness, man. Ben laying it on thick. Well, John, I'm going to go first today for today's Power Poll. Joel, you ready? All right, let's do it.
Captain, we're losing power on the warp engine.
Nuclear power pants.
What's up? I'm Kenny Powers.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
I have the power!
With great power comes great responsibility.
Full power, Mr. Scott.
All right, for today's Power Poll, give me your top five VFLs in the NFL, who you're buying stock in the most. I'm going to go first. And number five, I'm going with Jalen Reeves, Maven. He's going back to the Detroit Lions. We know about his special teams abilities. When he was with the Lions, the first go around, he was out there playing linebacker, rocking the number 44, that Dan Campbell bunch. Watch out for them in the NFC. Number four, I'm going with Shai Tuttle, defensive tackle, going back home, signed with the Carolina Panthers. Number three, Emmanuel Mosley was a starter for most of his career there with the 49ers. He didn't sign a deal to the Lions to sit around and watch. Number two, Cam Sutton, also Detroit Lions. His reaction, getting signed, will warm your heart as a Tennessee fan and a sports fan, period. That type of money is going to change his family forever. So really, really cool to see Cam Sutton, all his hard work pay off, and he can get a second contract. A nice big contract with the Detroit Lions. And number one for me is Marquez Callaway. Why? Because he played for the New Orleans Saints, was undrafted out of Tennessee. Who was the coach then that picked him up? That was Sean Payton. Sean Payton is now the head coach with the Denver Broncos. He definitely handpicked Marquez Callaway. So that's why he is my number one pick. I'm buying stock in Callaway more than anybody else. VFL on the new NFL team. Ben, let's let you go second. What you got?
Yeah, I'll get mine out the way real quick so the three-hole hitter can do damage. I'm going Jalen Reeves-Maven fifth. He's very familiar with the Lions, and I like that fit for him and the Lions both. Then I'm going Shai Tuttle, fourth. because he is going back to his hometown, Carolina Panthers, and he's had a really nice NFL career to this point. He'll fit in well next to Derrick Brown there. And then I'm going Marquez Callaway third. Sorry, John. I said it earlier. Hope you didn't hear me then, but I guess you're going to hear me now. He has Russell Wilson throwing him the football, which if the same Russell Wilson shows up from last year, that does not bode well for him. And it is a crowded wide receiver room, but I do like the Sean Payton point that you made, Swain. So he's number three for me. Number three or number two, I don't know. My top two are Cam Sutton and Emmanuel Mosley. I said it earlier. Dan Campbell, defensive guy in Detroit. Cam Sutton and Emmanuel Mosley, two very good defensive backs in the NFL. I think that's going to be an awesome pickup for the Lions.
Last but not least, we're saving the best for last, and that is John Wilkerson. All right, John, give us your top five.
All right, Swain, Ben, I have the same five, just rearranged a little differently. Love the fact that Jalen Reeves-Maven gets to go back to Detroit now that the Lions are right there in the thick of not just the NFC North race, but I think they can really make noise in the overall playoff picture. So I have him at number five. At number four, Marquez Callaway, because I just love the fact that he was indeed picked specifically by the new coach of the Broncos, Sean Payton. Number three, Emmanuel Mosley. Not only is it a new start, but also I hope he comes all the way back from his injury because he did so many good things for San Francisco. I dropped Shy Tuttle in at number two. And then number one, because he's coming off his very best season as a pro, and I love the fact that he's there to lead that secondary in Detroit, and that would be Cam Sutton.
John, are you ready for the Tennessee LSU series? And also, let us know what's going on Sports Talk today.
Why, sure. And there's a couple of big things going on because, yes, I am. It's always great. This is my favorite road atmosphere, and it's been that way even before they built the new stadium. It was at the old stadium. To me, there's just nothing like the setting in Baton Rouge. But certainly Tennessee has its work cut out for them. But then again, I think the same can be said for the Tigers themselves.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.